I've got guests on already to talk about what's going on with the with our taxes, with our schools, and with the cost. Joining us this morning, Ted Dombrowski and the Tax Doctor. Good morning, gentlemen, and welcome to WVON. How are you today?
Good morning, Rufus.
Good morning, Rufus.
Glad to be here.
Well, it's good to have you both. I know I got you. You're looking to do some greater media today, but where better to start than right here on the morning show? So
yes.
I will allow you to make your points about what's happening with our schools, our students, and the money. Ted, Tax Doctor, take it away.
All right. First off, my name is Anthony Travis, a.k.a. the Tax Doctor. And I want everybody to understand, I had the opportunity to serve on the Governor Task Force for Property Tax Relief, along with 88 public officials out of Springfield. And the sad part about this is that instead of them giving us property tax relief, folks, they gave us a property tax increase with SB 508. And what makes SB 508 so germane to everything is that our new mayor, who came over from Cook County, from the county side of the ledger, he left there with a issue facing Cook County, and that is the Hillside Lumber Company project called Class 6B. And Hillside Lumber Company want a $1.4 million tax cut that everybody in Cook County would have to pay back for the next 12 years. And we asked the mayor that before he left to speak against that. And now that he is the mayor, we want to hold him his foot to the fire because he said he did not want no new property tax increases. And we're looking at District 299 with a $9.4 billion budget. We're saying cut that budget. Do not give the property taxpayers another property tax increase. And if there's anything you can do, shift something around during the accounting procedure. And also, we got word that some of the aldermen want the mayor to have a forensic audit of CPS. And that makes sense. You cannot tell me, Rufus, out of $9.4 billion, you can't find enough money to do what you need to do? I rest my case.
Ted, you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I sure do. Yeah, so, you know, we've at Wire Points, we've been looking a lot at the outcomes, the student outcomes at CPS. And the only thing you can deduct from the whole thing is that CPS is failing greatly. It's kids. When you look at the black kids, just one out of every 10 kids can read at grade level. And for math, it's about one out of every 20. And what's fascinating about all that is that as the results tank, the spending at CPS keeps going up and up and up. Property taxes have been going up. And today the school board's going to vote on another 5% hike. And so the question is, where's all the money going and why aren't they teaching the kids? You know, we saw some of the key numbers here at CPS. Most kids can't read at grade level throughout their time at the school. They just get moved along. And yet, you know, Mayor Lightfoot was bragging about an 85% graduation rate for minorities when most of them can't read at grade level. The numbers are only about like 15 out of every 100 kids can read at grade level when they graduate. So it just doesn't make sense. So as the tax doctor says, we need a forensic audit. We need somebody to tell us where's the money going and why aren't our kids learning how to read and why isn't there more outrage? It's why so many kids have left the school system. There's been more than 115,000 kids leave the school system in the last 20 years. They fled CPS.
So I guess there are a number of questions here. One, Ted, the things that you looked at Wire Point to look at student achievement that I saw in the article was mostly based on SAT scores. What are you seeing What are you saying about in the other places? Well, I guess I take that back. You are showing grade 3 through 11, and you're showing the percentage of students and how they're doing with their ability to read. So,
and let me just be clear, Rufus, that's all the school district data that comes straight from the State Board of Education and the CPS. So it's not any numbers that we've calculated.
And in this, what the state is looking at then is saying that we've only got a third grade, and this is looking at the Hispanics, I think I'm looking at right here, that only 13% of them are proficient at reading and 14% are proficient at math in third grade. And those numbers still vacillate around there, only going up to 21% in seventh grade.
That's right. So they're just passed along. And this has been a big deal. Anybody who remembers Good Times with JJ, they made a show about this in 1974 about how the kids were passed along the system. And here we are 50 years later doing the exact same thing. So things haven't changed. They've just gotten worse. The results are worse. The property taxes, people are screaming about the property taxes as they go up. People are being priced out of their homes. It's why so many blacks have left Chicago and in the Cook County area. It's too expensive. The schools aren't good enough. And of course, you know, safety and crime is for a different discussion. But you know, put all those things together. You know, if we don't have kids to learn, then they have a tough time making it in the real world.
All right. There's the case. We're talking to Anthony Travis, that we also know as the tax doctor, and Ted Dabrowski with WirePoint about Chicago Public Schools. And the point that they're making is that they shouldn't get any more money. There should be a forensic audit done, and our children are not achieving. Why isn't there more concern being expressed about both of these things? We'll continue this conversation with these gentlemen right after this. Welcome back. We're talking with Anthony Travis and Ted Dabrowski. They say that there's a lot going on that we need to really know about and be concerned about. One, property taxes are going up. That's real. That's true. That's indisputable. And they also say, looking at the state's data, that our children are not achieving in schools, and the school board today is set to consider increasing the tax levy from the Chicago Public Schools by 5%. Anthony, when you talk about what's going on with Hillside Lumber, that being a specific case where there was an opportunity, as happens in many of these cases, to give some relief to taxpayers by charging commercial tenants more or what is sought to be fair. And when that doesn't happen, then whatever the expense burden is still comes back to the taxpayer. You also...
That is...
I'm sorry, go on.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. And I want to make it perfectly clear, Rufus, that, you know, by us having the opportunity to serve on the government task force for property tax relief, we're with the Citizen Advisory Coalition, and we also created what we call the We the People campaign to save the state of Illinois by a little money from A to Z. I have been coming on your show and other shows on BON, talking to the taxpayers, the WBON family. We the people are a statewide coalition, and we gave the governor and the task force an opportunity to deal with these issues. And I want to make it perfectly clear, Rufus, we spend $33.8 billion in property taxes for 7,000 units of government and $20.8 billion for 859 school districts. And when you look at the report that the Democrats and the Republicans put together out of Springfield, they all say the same thing, Rufus. We need to get the schools cut down. We need to get the property tax system under control. This is coming from Springfield, Rufus. But yet, they won't follow their own language. And taxpayers, we got a report right here, Rufus. Census, Cook County sees second largest U.S. population decline. And Ted has been pointing this out. I mean, what more do we need to hit the taxpayers upside the head with another 2x4 to get us to understand you better get on your phone, call your alderman, call your Cook County commissioner, and tell them no more property tax increases. No more. Thank you, Rufus.
No, I appreciate that. Let me ask you about the panel that you sat on, the tax force panel. Who appoints the members to the panel? How does the panel come together, and what powers does it have?
Which panel are you referring to?
Well, the panel that you sat on that reviews the property tax.
You're talking about the Governor Task Force of Property Tax Relief. The yes. Governor picked those legislators. When we met downtown, Representative Mary Flowers heard my presentation. And after she heard my presentation, she wanted me to be part of her subcommittee, which was the Social and Economic Disparity Subcommittee. And that consisted of Reverend Reuben Fellows, Dr. Felice Binion of the Westside Ministers Coalition, Lakita Cockett, Promoted Parents, Clifford Graham, Glenda Fulton, the National Sarcoidosis Society, Obi Werloff, Dow Inc., Attorney William Moore. We sat on this distinguished panel, task force rather, and we organized all of Representative Mary Flowers' legislative hearings all around the state. And the sad part about all this, Rufus, is that she informed us that she was going to work hard for property tax relief. We didn't get that, folks. And now CPS want to hit you over the head with a 5% increase, Rufus. And we need the radio stations to give more air to this issue because, again, you cannot dispute the stats that Ted is putting out because it comes straight from the record report, the report card. Okay? That's CPS documents, data that they send down to Springfield. We're not making this stuff up. A $9.4 billion budget and Johnny can't read and write? That's crazy.
Yeah, and Rufus, it's more amazing than that. In the last 5 years, there's been an 80% increase in spending. So the per student spending used to be about $16,000 in 2017. Now it's almost $30,000. So it's a massive increase in spending, which means a massive increase in taxes. And during that time, the results, the reading results and the math results collapsed. I mean, they collapsed. And so here we are spending more money for a product that's failed. They're failing our kids. And then it's even worse because, you know, people like Brandon Johnson say they want to get rid of standards. And I'm like, wait a minute, how do we get rid of standards? How do we know if our kids are doing well or not if you don't have standards? And so, our problem is, you know, tax doctor, my problem, why aren't more people screaming about these horrific results at the schools? Where's the media? Where are the politicians? Where's Brandon Johnson, Governor Pritzker? They should be jumping up and down that only 1 in 20 kids can do math at grade level. This should be the biggest issue. And I think if I were mayor tomorrow, I would say, okay, let's take this 10% reading results, you know, and raise it to 30% next year and 50% the year after that. And we all collectively obsess about getting kids reading. But you don't hear any of that. They just pass them along to the next grade and, you know, and then just want, you know, more taxes. People just come on, pay up. We want our salaries. We want our pensions. We'll move these kids along. And that's what's so wrong about the system.
Well, clearly, you gentlemen are elevating a very critical issue to many people, and I appreciate you doing it, and I appreciate you doing it here. Having a conversation this morning with Anthony Travis, we also know him as the tax doctor, and Ted Dabrowski from about our schools. We're talking about the fact that a lot of money is being spent, a lot more money is being requested, and the results don't seem to be good. Anthony, let me ask you, has anybody gone in to try and understand what's within this $9.4 billion? And Ted, as you talk about it, do we know in those cases, as it has in fact increased, as you point out, from 15,000 per student to almost 30,000 per student, do we know where the money is going, and is it getting closer to children? Why are the results coming out as poorly as they are, given the money that's being spent?
Well, Rufus, as I listen to some of my friends that are alderman person, they don't even know where this money is going. And if they don't know, and, you know, they supposed to be right there in the thick of things, and yet they don't know. And if they don't know, you know, the taxpayers don't know. And CPS is not doing a good enough job to make this thing transparent. And that's what we need. That's why we need that forensic audit. But we do know one thing. And I think the citizens of this city, the citizens of the state of Illinois, need to understand one thing. We're losing teachers. We're losing students. But Rufus, we gained 9,000 administrators. 9,000 at a price tag of $100,000 and about a 1.3 pension bucket. That's where the money's going. And when you think about what we spend on these schools, 61.5% of your tax dollars go to these schools. And $299 is no different. So the bulk of this money is going where? To the administrators.
And I'll be clear, District 299 is Chicago Public Schools. Ted, when you look at what the outcomes are you seeing anything, any place, any ways in which there's any specificity being leveled at the areas that you point out, particularly thinking about math and reading?
No, Rufus. You know, there's a lot. There's always talk, you know, the money, we need more money. That's always the excuse, we need more money. And to the tax doctor's point, that seems to be the only thing that they say solves the problem. You don't hear let's say we're going to obsess about reading. We're going to drop all these other things, right? We should drop all these other political things that go on, that are going on in America and in our classrooms, and just focus on literacy. So no, you don't hear it. What you see is, as the tax doctor said, massive increase in administrators. We've got the second. So if you look at all the biggest school districts, and there's a school type group that amasses all the information countrywide. And when you look at the biggest districts in America, you know, those have like over a million kids. CPS is the second highest in pay. For teachers, it's the second highest spender. So we already spend tons of money. We need to remove that from the discussion, because that's the cop out. And what we need to do is have everybody hold the system accountable for what are they doing with the money and why aren't they improving results.
You said your research shows that we are the second highest in teacher pay.
Yeah, for starting teachers, we're the highest for starting teachers, and then we're anywhere between first and fourth, depending on the tenure of teachers. When you look compared to New York City, Los Angeles, and the other big districts, yes, we're the first to the fourth, but on average about second. Okay. And also for spending, second to New York City per student.
And also, Rufus, another issue you got to look at, and that's the pension crisis that affects CPS as well. I mean, the previous mayor was given an opportunity to deal with the pension crisis. And I want to put it out there, Rufus, the only way you're going to be able to fix the pension crisis in the state of Illinois, you're going to have a constitutional amendment, Article 13, Section 5. If we don't have a constitutional amendment, we will not ever be able to fix the pension crisis that is facing taxpayers in the city of Chicago, in the county of Cook, in the state of Illinois, Rufus.
So when you think about the constitutional amendment, what would be in it? How would that change the pension crisis? I mean, as the pensions currently are.
If you had a constitution, first of all, when Pat Quinn was governor, they pushed SB1. They had put a lot of changes in that bill. But the problem, they went about it the wrong way. So the Supreme Court kicked it out. And so you got to get a copy of House Bill 1 under Pat Quinn. They had some good stuff in there. But we're in a situation now where a whole lot of things is going to have to be overhauled. You know, how we pay these folks, how much they get paid. All that stuff is going to have to be on the dock. A while back, Ted and Wirepoint put out an issue. How do you do the pension crisis? You do what they did out in Arizona. And Ted could speak to that. We got to get all the stakeholders to the table and sit down, because the system must be overhauled. If not, Rufus, we won't be here.
You know, Rufus, what's important too, and I, you know, this is what drives me crazy, is that, you know, you've got over 300,000 kids at CPS, so they're a big part of Chicago's future. And if we want to have a healthy, successful Chicago 10 and 15 and 20 and 30 years from now, our kids have to be, you know, top performers. We've got a changing world with technology becoming a huge part of it. And you know, if our kids can't read and do math, then what are we doing? And so, you know, my big plea is to those in the media, and thank you for having us on to discuss it. Everybody should know how bad these results are. We put out a report card at Wirepoints. If you go to our website, go to the school report cards. We've created a school report card for every single CPS school with how many kids can read, how many kids can do math, graduation rates and all that, so that people individually can see what their school looks like. And everybody's got to look at it and say, this is not working. You know, my tax bill's too high. My colleagues have left. My home values, I mean, we haven't talked about home values. They've been destroyed. And yet they want more money from us. So, you know, collectively, we all need to really look at this and join together if we want to see our kids succeed and Chicago succeed. If not, we're going to continue on a bad path.
We're talking.
And let me, Rufus, let me make something very perfectly clear. This is not a Republican issue, a Democrat issue, a white, black, brown issue. It is a green issue. It's about money and the fact that the people in Springfield don't want to fix what's wrong. Property taxes is destroying this state, just like in New Jersey. New Jersey and Illinois, we run one and two in high property taxes.
Got it. Let's take a break here. We're talking with Anthony Travis, the tax doctor, Ted Dabrowski of Wirepoints, about the cost of education here in the state of Illinois and the dismal outcomes that are coming as a result of all the money that's going in. And you are poking the bear right in the face, bringing forth some really good points that need to be addressed. What are your plans? This is a board meeting today. As you pointed out, they expected to talk about this 5% property tax hike at the Chicago Public Schools board meeting. What are your plans? What are your thoughts on moving forward?
Well, the key is to make sure the media understands this issue more deeply. We're hoping that, of course, you know, anytime you do a press conference, you're hoping the media shows up, and we try to get the same message out. The facts are what matter. I don't think it's much of an opinion right now about what should be done. And, you know, we have both sides. We have, you know, people from all stripes, political stripes speaking. And the point is that the facts matter. If our kids can't read, and again, this is CPS data and State Board of Education data, if our kids can't read and they can't do math, we need to jump up and down and do something about it. But we also have to take into account that we have some of the highest property taxes in the country already. People are leaving already. They don't want to be burdened more. We've lost over 100,000 CPS students in the last two decades. So the crisis is real, and nobody seems to want to care to do anything about it. So our goal is to just bring awareness, because you can't fix a problem until you acknowledge it. And I don't think we've seen Brandon Johnson, Governor Pritzker, let me just say politicians in general haven't acknowledged this problem. And until we acknowledge it, we'll never solve it.
And along those lines, Rufus, our legislators, number one, don't think we have a problem. Number two, as I pointed out to a good friend of mine that's a friend of the governor, I would like to see the governor show the same enthusiasm that he showed with his task force on pension reform. There were 653 separate police and fire pensions, and his point person got it down to two. And the governor had a press conference that he signed into law to make that happen. And I didn't see that enthusiasm with the property tax task force. But the governor did put out that he wanted to see reform, consolidation, liquidation, and he called it 7,000, but it's about 9,000 units of government, Rufus. We want the governor to give property tax relief the same enthusiasm that he did with his task force on pension reform. And the governor is, he's absent. What is it called, AOL? That's the governor.
The governor in 2020 in his State of the Union speech, if I have the right date, he promised in his speech tax relief, property tax relief, and then he created that task force. I don't know if a tax doctor said, but the task force actually never published a final document. They couldn't agree on anything, and so nothing happened. And so taxes continued to go up rather than down. So forget tax relief, more tax hikes.
And now, Rufus, I'm passionate about this because our children are hurting. The taxpayers are hurting. People are losing their property every day. Business people losing their property over property taxes. And we can't get the Black caucus, the Hispanic caucus, to come together and work on these issues. We can't get the governor to stand up. He got reelected, Rufus. He got reelected. And we still got these problems. And as we're pointing out at the press conference, we want to highlight the issue that we cannot keep raising property taxes in our state, in our city, in our county. Or else, I want folks to understand, at the last time I checked, Rufus, the Titanic sunk. Illinois is the next Titanic.
Ted Dabrowski, Anthony Travis, thank you so much for bringing these issues forward. Thank you for elevating it. I think people need to pay attention to what you're suggesting, what you're saying. Thank you. Be well. I look forward to speaking with you.
Thank you, Rufus.